this, baby, I'm done. We're playing games that you've already won. The way you move, I got a feeling I'll be holding it tight, yeah. Hey, darling, here's to hoping I'm right.
Member supported KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach. You heard that song first right here. That was probably, I would venture to guess, the radio debut from Mike Mentz. The song's called Rock Me. And he's sitting in studio with me right now. What's up again?
That was the very first time that's been played anywhere.
Right?
And that is, I mean, I wouldn't have it any other way. I love this place.
So, what, this radio station?
This radio station at Mookie Speaks. It's all good, man.
Thank you so much. Again, Mike Mentz in studio. There's a lot to talk about as far as new music releases, what you've been doing, jumping around the greater North American area, trying to find a home. And it looks like for the time being, you did find a home in Nashville, but you just described your music to someone else in the studio, and I thought that was very, very clever. How did you just describe your music off the air?
I said, well, if I had to describe it, it's like if you take Jason Mraz, Fountains of Wayne, and Jameson 12-Year, you put them all on a plane and you fly them around the world a couple of times. That's pretty much what I sound like.
And I thought that was very clever. We are member-supported KX93.5 here in Laguna Beach. A young radio station here to foster some talent. Here's a guy that you should definitely know about. So there's a new EP, right?
Yep.
And
yep.
There's a new website launching, mm-hmm. and everything. The song that we just heard, Rock Me, where was it basically written and recorded?
Yeah.
It's produced brilliantly. It sounds great, man.
Thanks. I worked with Green Shack Studio in Nashville. Josh Robinson and Matt Campbell produced that. But it's I wrote that in Nashville. Mm-hmm. I've only written three or four songs in Nashville, and I try to write a different song in a lot of the different cities that I'm in. Travel's a big deal with me, so
right.
I like to fuel the writing from the places I'm in and also include them in the songs. But yeah, that one was written completely in Nashville.
And you're originally from where?
Originally from Chicago, just outside Northbrook.
Right, and I imagine that's a cool place to foster musical talent.
It is, right? Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Yeah,
it's a great place. I got my musical beginnings in Chicago, and came down to Nashville because I
moved for music.
I did.
Yeah.
I moved to Nashville because it's just the writing scene is like no other place on earth, and
right.
I wanted to be around a lot of people who were really talented just to push me to do the best I could.
And there are a lot of really talented people who are not only doing their thing right now in Nashville but are about to relocate to Nashville. Do you think Nashville is going to be your home for several years to come?
I think just the way that I am and what I like to do, I'll probably have home bases in Chicago and Nashville,
right.
And then I bounce
and
around
really
the globe,
crouch surfing all around the world. What's the next destination you'd like to visit?
Man, there isn't a place I don't want to go. Yeah. But more than any other place in the world, I want to go to Thailand, and I want to go there for a while. I want to go two or three months and just be there and cool. See how it is.
So the song we just played, where can people find it? Can people find it quite yet?
It has not even been released yet. It's I'm releasing that album. The album's called Nashville Nights, and it's an EP I'm releasing on May 17th at a show in Chicago. I'm playing at Subterranean. And
cool.
It's going to be available on iTunes, on Spotify, and if you see me anywhere, I'll have it on me.
Cool. So we're looking for, you said May...
May 17th.
May 17th, yeah. A brand new EP from Mike Mentz, who's in studio right now on listener-supported KX93.5. What is this EP tentatively going to be called, you figure?
It is called Nashville Nights.
Oh, yeah, you just said that.
I did, but that. It's good. I'm happy with saying it again.
Well, here's the thing. Right. How about this? We'd love to hear another track off the upcoming EP. We want to talk about the launch of your brand new website. You seem to be very excited about that.
Cool, man.
And you are going to perform live in studio for us. Another Pearl Street session, if you will, live from KX93.5. But this song is called Cigarette. And is there a backstory behind this? Can you give us the VH1 storyteller's moment?
Sure, yeah. I was in O'Hare Airport, actually, when I started this song. It's basically just about meeting somebody for, you know, whether you're with them for 20 years or 20 seconds, things can get intense real quick, and you can let that happen even if it doesn't last. And it's a cool experience regardless.
Cool, man. It's the debut of the song Cigarette by Mike Mentz on KX93.5.
You lit me up when you sat down. You smiled and said, with rain, this insane ain't a plane getting out of this town. I said, I'm delayed to 7 hours. We covered what's your name, where you've been, where you're going, over whiskey sours. We'll burn down all the way till we lose our light. But baby, for now, we're burning bright. We wanna call my number, and I'm in the sky. I can't quit thinking about you, and I don't wanna try. We wanna rush right in, make a beeline, reel it straight for this feeling that we're feeling. With no regrets, for the sparks in our hearts will burn like a cigarette. No, burn like a cigarette.
There you go. It's Cigarette from Mike Mentz. That is the debut, the world premiere. That song is not available to the general public till mid-May. Mike Mentz in studio right now on listener-supported KX93.5. Dude, that song sounded great, produced lovely, and you said there's a lot of great Nashville studio musicians that you tapped for this one, huh?
Yes, sir, yeah.
Right, and how do you find these people, or they're just everywhere?
They're really, you just kind of throw a rock, and somebody says, ow, and you say, hey, do you play bass? And then they show up and rock, so it's pretty right. Sweet, yeah.
That's very awesome, man. Music is your job now.
Yeah.
Right?
And, yeah, yes, sir.
Which is a blessing.
Yeah.
You quit your day job.
I did.
Long ago.
Not so long ago. Like a month ago.
What was your day job? Or would you rather not say on the air?
I danced burlesque. At times, sure. I did a little of every... No, I worked for a company called Groupon in Chicago.
That's right. Yeah. Although dancing burlesque could be pretty lucrative.
With the right crowd. The tips are good, yeah.
So you are totally independent,
yeah,
free of any record label, decided to make music your job a few months back. And how hard is it? And could you give us a glimpse of, the perils of being an independent artist?
Wow. Well,
I know it's a broad question.
It is, but yeah.
Tell us how tough and also how rewarding it could be.
Well, I try not to focus on the how tough it is, just because it's you could focus on that all day if you want to. So I like to focus on the fact that today I'm hanging out with a cool dude in a cool radio station playing music, and I went outside and the sun's shining, and I was practicing before this show, and just out on the street, and someone random, her name was Kira, came out and delivered me freshly baked cookies.
Awesome.
And I ate them with pleasure, and that would never happen a month ago. So I'm just happy where I am right now.
Good. That is very cool. That's the type of community that we have here, man.
Yeah.
In Laguna Beach. You were downstairs on Pearl Beach right here. The backside of our radio station is basically the Pacific coastline. And a community member was digging on it and gave you some cookies.
I couldn't ask for a better gift
very cool.
at the time.
Nashville Nights, that's the EP, correct?
Yeah, that's
all right. Coming out mid-May, Mike Mentz in studio right now. The record so far from what I've heard from the EP... it sounds damn good, and I think it would be appealing to a lot of people. Now, what is this video concept?
The videos, I'm really kind of committed when I launched this to put out a huge amount of content. And I want some of it, if not the majority of it, to be free for people. I really want them to be able to check it out and not have to pay for it. So I did a session in Nashville a few weeks ago and did a long, long day. We shot 12 videos, and I'm releasing one every month starting on May 1st. If you sign up for my mailing list, which is on my website, mikementz.com, you can find it where you just click on free music and you can find it. If you sign up for that, I'll send you the MP3 for free of each video shoot that was that comes out each month.
That's awesome, man. I'm sure one band or one artist that sticks out in my mind as far as making a video for each and every song on the album was Beck. Now, he did that with the a CD going back to the early 2000s. I can't even remember which one. But I'm sure a lot of bands have done that since then.
Sure.
But I do like the concept. Who helped you out with the videos?
It was shout out to Brendan Leahy and his team, Digital Skylight in Chicago. And they came down from Chicago, and I did it at someone's studio named Laurie White. She's a 3-time Grammy winner in Nashville and a very generous friend of mine. So
right on.
She let me use her studio, and we knocked it out in one day.
Very cool, man. Those videos have yet to be released, but I look forward to seeing them.
Cool.
Fair enough. Mike Mentz is right here. I want to play a song off the new EP, and then we'll rip into a couple live in the studio, which is really cool. But how hard is it to get a paid gig in Nashville right now where you live?
It really depends on what you do, but it's pretty tough. Pretty tough.
Is it hard to get a gig, or is it hard to get just a paid gig?
It's hard to get a paid gig, yeah. In Nashville. There's just so many talented writers and musicians that there are a lot of writers' nights, a lot of things like that, where you just go up and play. It's a great place to play music because people genuinely want to hear the songs, not just the flash.
Right.
Which is really rewarding, and I love doing it. But then, yeah, the other side is you don't really get paid for that stuff. So it's all good, though.
Fair enough. All right, let's hear another song off the EP. It's called This Just In. Tell us about it, will you? Or you don't have to if you don't want to.
No, I'd love to. I used to work on a cruise ship, and I wrote this song called This Just In. The two streaming channels we got were ESPN, which was great, and CNN, which was the most god-awful channel on television.
Terrible channel.
Just awful.
Terrible channel.
I don't like it. 24-hour news is not one of my favorite things in the world. Anyways, it's about me getting real mad at 24-hour news and just having to vent. That's basically
awesome.
What it is.
This is new music from world traveler Mike Mentz on KX93.5, and then we'll play a couple live in studio.
Begin with the story of our impending fall. But first we'll examine this summer's fashions from wall to wall. Then sports with Heather, Todd gives you weather at 10. Taking your mind off all the things that matter. Dumbing it all down with mindless chatter. Stay in your seats, you won't want tonight's big show. But the question remains, do you wanna know? This just in, the president passed a groundbreaking bill to forgive your sins. Turn up the volume, turn up the volume. 6 live feeds, missing the point of this minute's major emergency. Turn up the volume. We bring you eternally breaking, uncompromisingly filtered news. With a spoonful of sugar, you'll take the medicine we abuse. Stop what you're doing. Better tune in tonight. Taking your mind off all the things that matter. Dumbing it up. Question remains, do you wanna know? This just in, the president passed a groundbreaking bill to forgive your sins. Turn up the volume, turn up the volume. 6 live feeds, missing the point of this minute's major emergency. Turn up the volume, turn up. I can't even hear.
I love what he did there. it speaks to the TV culture and the dumbing down of America. Mike Mentz is the artist. The song was called This Just In on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Mike, that was a great song, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that speaks volumes to where the culture is right now. Someone was asking me, you know, they were doing a bunch of protest songs back in the day, you know? Mm-hmm. The Vietnam era, whatever. Neil Young, you know, Bob Dylan, the list goes on and on. Who's doing that today? Somebody asked me that, and all I told them was, I guess Tom Morello comes to mind, you know? The guy from Rage Against the Machine and Night Watchmen or whatever. Mm-hmm. Anybody off the top of your head who's really writing, you know, the protest type song? Nobody's doing it.
The first band that comes to my head is there's a band called Six Step actually in LA. Mm-hmm. They play some great tunes and they've got the rage. So they're a good outlet for that for sure.
I'll have to write that down off the air. Yeah, I want to remember that, dude, cool. For sure. All right, well, you did bring a guitar.
Yeah.
And what did you decide on playing for us first, my friend?
I'm going to play a song called Rock Me. It's the one you played first. I like to play it acoustic, too.
Yeah, we want to hear it acoustic. And we're rolling tape, and we will find the podcast available on kx935.com shortly. Mike Mentz in studio, whenever you're ready, man.
Cool, man.
Cool.
Open a door and the warm air pulls me in. I cross the floor and I brush up on your skin. Dig out a dollar, pick out a tune. I turn around and I'm looking at you. From what I see, I got a feeling I'm in trouble tonight. Well, hey, darling, here's to hoping I'm right. Rock me, baby, 'cause I can't fight. Got no defense the way you're looking tonight. I wanna give you whatever you need. Just wanna love you, baby, 'cause I love the way you're rocking me. Yeah. Eyes lock as you walk across the room. You dance closer and lost in your perfume. So grab a fork, 'cause baby I'm done. We're playing games that you've already won. The way you move, I got a feeling I'll be holding it tight. Well, hey, darling, here's to hoping I'm right. Rock me, baby, 'cause I can't fight. Got no defense the way you're looking tonight. I wanna give you whatever you need. Just wanna love you, baby, 'cause I love the way you're rocking me. I'm down. Roll me, shake me, rock me, baby, please. Whoa, oh, 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 yeah. Come on, rock me, baby, 'cause I can't fight. Got no defense the way you're looking tonight. I wanna give you whatever you need. Just wanna love you, baby, 'cause I love the way you rock and rock me, baby. 'Cause I can't fight, no, no. Got no defense the way you're looking tonight. I wanna give you whatever you need. Just wanna love you, baby, 'cause I love the way you rock and me. I love the way you're rocking me.
I'm assuming the song's over. KX93.5 Laguna's only FM. Very cool. I'm the only one clapping only because I'm the only one here. Mike Mentz in studio that was performed live in our Pearl Street studios exclusively for KX93.5. So where are you headed after Orange County here?
After Orange County, tonight I'm going up to L.A. I'll be there for 5 days. I'm playing at a venue in Venice Beach called Wits End at midnight on Saturday.
Midnight on Saturday, and then back to Nashville.
Yeah, close. I'm going down to Texas, actually, for a little bit, and then up to Memphis, and then to Nashville.
Right, you said you're excited to go to Austin, Texas for the first time.
I am. Yes, right? I am. It's, yeah. It's the jam, apparently, so I'm excited.
Your face lit up when we when I just mentioned Austin, Texas. anything you would like to say to the general public out there who might not be familiar with the music of Mike Mentz thus far?
Wow. I love you.
Another broad question.
I love you. That's what I want to say to them.
You seem to love everybody.
I like a lot of people, yeah. Yeah. I do. Yeah, I mean, if you like pop rock, if you like traveling, that's pretty much me.
Yeah, so far the stuff off the new EP sounds great. The release party is going to be full band, almost recreating the sound from the record. And again, the release party is going to be in Chicago somewhere.
Yeah, it's Subterranean on May 17th.
What is that venue like?
It's cool. It's Subterranean. I think my favorite part about it is it's actually upstairs. Uh-huh. With a name called Subterranean, you would think the opposite, but it is not. It is in fact upstairs, and it's a great place to
That's
play.
That's funny.
Thanks, buddy. It's a great place to play. Its capacity is about 350, and we're gonna try to sell it out.
Cool, man. I imagine when this record comes out, it's gonna be very well received. And you know, hopefully, fingers crossed. If there's anything we could do to help promote this stuff, man, you gotta let us know. And anytime you sweep through Southern California, you're always welcome to. Hit up Laguna Beach, my friend.
Cheers very much. Thank you.
All right, no problem. Would you mind playing another song for us?
I wouldn't at all.
All right, cool. What did you want to play next?
I think I'd like to play Cigarette.
All right, cool.
Which is another one that you played.
Nice, man. Mike Mentzer, I'm sorry. It's just Mike Mentz. Sometimes we brand ourselves accordingly in the biz, you guys. Like, I'm Mookie. You know, that's not my real name. Anyway, Mike Mentz in studio, KX93.5.
You lit me up when you sat down. You smiled and said, with rain, this insane ain't a plane getting out of this town. I said, I'm delayed too. 7 hours. We covered what's your name, where you've been, where you're going, over whiskey sours. We'll burn down all the way till we lose our light. But baby, for now, we're burning bright. We wanna run. Make a beeline reeling straight for this feeling that we're feeling. With no regrets. For the sparks in our hearts we're burning like a cigarette. Now we're out walking. Been through all the temporary homeless holed up in Terminal 2. You hold your breath and pull me tight. I'm grateful for a few hours more and the way you look tonight will burn down. All the way till we lose our light. But baby, for now, we're burning bright. We want to rush right in.
our baggage is checked, and it feels so good. Baby, I'd wait it out with you forever if I could. They call my number, and I'm in the sky. I can't quit thinking about you, and I don't wanna try. We wanna rush right in, make a beeline reeling straight for this feeling that we're feeling. With no
It's the song was Cigarette from Mike Mentz. Awesome. Brilliantly done, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
You are sounds great on guitar, dude, and your voice is pretty damn good as well. That's the first time anybody's really hearing that song. We played the version coming up off the EP. We played that off the forthcoming EP. I think that's the term. And then you just performed for us live in studio acoustically. Any parting words, I guess? We do want to play Nashville Nights, is the title track from the new release.
Yeah.
But what's the backstory behind this, man?
This is, I came to Nashville. I've been in Nashville for about 2 years now. And before I moved there, I went down for a week and I stayed with a friend and very much a mentor of mine. Her name's Laurie White. And she's done a lot. She's had a lot of success. She's won 3 Grammys and for some reason likes my music. Mm-hmm. She had me stay with her family and she's got a studio there. And I just started writing this when I got there. I drove down from Chicago and started writing this and actually had the amazing experience and good fortune to co-write this with her. She was hanging out and started playing some piano and we wrote this together.
Amazing. So let's play the song and then we'll wrap it up after that. Is that cool?
That's fantastic.
All right. This is new, called Nashville Nights from Mike Mentz on KX93.5.
Rolling on through the trees, about due to stretch my knees, just up around the bend. 7 states of greasy spoons, 11 hours of Dylan tunes. I cross the Cumberland. No one here knows my name, where I'm from or why I came. I'm the farthest damn thing from fame tonight. These southern nights are warm and long, and everything's a song. I drove 1,000 miles along to Nashville. God, it feels like home. Sticky breeze blowing through the crowds on 2nd Avenue, and whiskey is in the air, yeah. Beers by the roundabout, pretty girls talking about who's playing where. Wide eyes and neon dreams, sly smiles and shady schemes. Seems like everybody's out on the scene tonight. These southern nights are warm and long, and everything's a song. I drove 1,000 miles alone God, it feels like home. Roll. The suits are gone, the lights are low, and I know I'll be up all night. I see the towers where they keep the catch, the alleys where they hide the trash, and it's a song I've gotta write about what it is and what it's not, how who you are beats what you got. Damn, I like that line a lot. Like that line of light. These southern nights are warm and long, and everything's a song. I drove 1,000 miles alone, yeah, to Nashville. Feels like home. Yeah. Feels like home.
Nashville Nights from Mike Mentz, KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. I almost let you go, man, besides talking her. Yeah, I almost let you go before we talked about the new website. You just launched your brand new website 2 hours ago.
Yes, sir.
It looks great, man. MikeMentz.com. And there's a bunch of stuff going on, including you could get free music.
Yes, right? Sir.
And yeah. Actually, it has a map, and it pinpoints everywhere that you have traveled.
Yeah, everywhere in my whole life
that's cool.
Ever been.
Right.
And then we'll be constantly adding places as I move around.
Excellent, man. So who helped you with the website? Because it looks great.
Yeah, I'd like to specifically shout out to Carnivale Interactive in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Good job, boys. It looks great. We literally launched 2 hours ago.
You think
so
they're listening,
exciting.
Right? You think they're listening right now?
I hope so.
I hope so.
They're rocking out in their office. Good people. Good
yes,
people.
They're great people.
They really
especially
are.
If they continue streaming KX93.5 from a different state in this glorious, glorious union. We are member supported. If you want to donate to this radio station, you know what, Mike? It's a tax write-off, believe it or not. If you want to make a donation, we're a nonprofit. Again, that's what listener supported means here in Southern California. All the details on how you could also be a member of this radio station, KX935.com. Any other words, Mike?
You know, I'm just I'm happy to be here. Thank you for listening, and shout out to Laura Livehead for sure. For introducing me and Mookie.
Is that what happened?
That's what happened the Twitter sphere.
Because I could have sworn it was my friend Talene from San Diego. Do you know Talene?
I would like to meet Talene.
I don't know. Anyway, Mike Mess, thank you, brother. KX93.5.